Good morning. Welcome to Chamber Chat. This is Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber of Commerce, obviously. And you can go to durangobusiness.org for our upcoming events. And real quick, on the 20th, Thursday, we will have our business after hours up at the Outdoor Exchange, which is the old Pizza Hut building. So, Denise with Elwood Staffing, how are you?
Good. I'm great. It's a great day to be in La Plata. It's beautiful today.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah. Finally, the weather's cooperating.
Well, and I want to first tell you congratulations on getting through Leadership La Plata.
Yes. I just graduated this past month from Leadership La Plata. Definitely the best thing I've done since I moved to La Plata County.
And I didn't even have to tell you to say that.
No. It's so phenomenal. I got into the program by just going to one of the informational meetings to learn more. And I met all the graduates from previous classes, and I immediately was sold.
So obviously our thumbs up recommendation.
Yes, absolutely.
Very cool.
It is such a great program.
Well, and something that I really like is just the connections that you make, you know, and the opportunities, which is kind of what Elwood Staffing does. You guys connect employees to employers.
Absolutely.
So walk me through the process. If I was looking for a job and I have my resume in hand, what do I need to do? Come in, fill out paperwork? How's that work?
Yeah, great question. So if you are new to town or maybe you're not new to town, you just come into our office. We love having resumes because that's a great way to show you off to the rest of La Plata County. But even if you don't have a resume, we can always help with that as well. So you're looking for employment, you come to us. We sit down, we have an interview with you. We learn the ins and outs of what makes you tick, what you like, what kind of schedule you like, what kind of company cultures you like.
Oh, wow.
And then also, you know, obviously a list of your skill sets and what you're looking to get into.
So you're a career matchmaker.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, now, go ahead.
Oh,
all right. I've already interrupted you and blew up your train of thought as I get all these ideas. So, are there any particular careers out there now that you're like, oh yeah, we could use carpenters, we could use, you know, whatever it might be? Is there any of those that are open right now, or that you're seeing more demand for?
Absolutely. And I'm so excited you asked this question, because this also ties back to Leadership La Plata and something important that we covered in there. So the trades is huge.
Yeah.
We hire for the trades constantly. If you are a carpenter, if you're skilled labor, flooring installers, CDL drivers, mechanics, these are positions we hire for constantly. And if you walk into our office and you have that skill set, you will be leaving our office with a job, and a local job with a great company with great benefits. So these are things we hire for all the time. And what I mentioned about Leadership La Plata is just, you know, really encouraging our youth to continue in these fields, because these are great fields to be in. And they pay extremely well.
Well, you know, I think of Mike Rowe with, you know, Dirty Job, but he does the Skills USA.
Yeah.
And he speaks about that all the time. And we are seeing a shortage of those skilled, just what you mentioned, even from CDL to plumbers to carpenters to electricians to low voltage electricians. I see that all the time when I'm talking to our chamber members going, man, we need more workforce.
Absolutely. Yeah, they're great careers to go into. And those are things we staff for all the time. So there's a very high demand.
So if somebody's interested, first off, where are you located? I should ask you that.
Yeah, great question. So we have been in town for over 30 years. We started as SOS Staffing.
Oh, yeah.
And then Elwood took over SOS about 5 years ago.
Okay.
We were on North Main for a really long time.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah. But we just decided to move over to Three Springs because we just see so much growth out there.
Sure.
So we moved out there in October. So now we're on Mercado Street, right on the main strip. At 65 Mercado, Suite 115.
So that would be, let's say, I'm trying to think where that is in like relation to Digs or Anytime Fitness.
Yes.
Same block?
It is just a few doors down from Anytime Fitness.
Oh, okay.
Which we use frequently.
Yeah, well, you know, that's a good thing. You know,
getting it's a physical. Great gym.
So is there a fee to come in just to fill out the application, and how does that work?
You have the best question. So that is something that people get concerned about all the time. There is no fee at all for employees.
Oh.
So they come in and you want to find a job. If you really want to find a job and you're dedicated and motivated, we will find you a job.
Right.
Definitely. And most of them are temp to hire, which is longer term jobs. And
sure.
It costs you absolutely nothing.
I know a lot of people have gone through the temp service and then it's morphed into a full-time position.
Absolutely. So here in Durango, the majority of what we do is temp to hire. So It gives the companies a chance to try out employees and make sure it's the right fit.
Mm-hmm.
And pending it's the right fit, then they have that opportunity to bring that person on direct. And that's that.
So I'm curious of the demographics that you're seeing coming in looking for jobs. Is it the younger individual? Is it the older? Is it middle age? What do you guys see? What are the trends?
There we have everyone from all walks of life.
Okay.
From
18 and up.
18 and up, yes. Wow. So 18 and up, and then skill sets that range from someone looking to get their foot in the door with a great
mm-hmm.
company
right.
to folks that have owned multiple businesses of their own, have grad degrees.
Wow.
So a whole variety.
So do you then future employee, do you sit down and, do aptitude testing, things like that to figure out where their skill sets are?
Yeah, absolutely. And we kind of do that more when we learn the needs of a particular company that we're recruiting for. So if we knew a company needed someone that was very good at Excel, we can test for Excel.
Okay.
We can test for how to use a tape measure. We can
really
test for anything. So we ask the companies we're working with, what is crucial for this person to have in terms of skill set?
It's so funny.
We do all that.
I'm smiling because I'm thinking when you say use a tape measure, I'm like, oh yeah, I have to sit there and count the eighths.
Yeah.
1/8, 2/8, 3/8. It's so funny you say that because I'm like, and that's, here's the 16th. So I get what you're saying when it comes to that. Interesting. Now, is there anything that you would recommend to somebody beyond, working in the skills, doing that they should be prepared when they come in? Is there anything, or can people just walk in and say, I need a job?
So both. One of the things we encourage people to do more often is really work on their resume.
Right.
It really does make a big difference in what type of job you're going to get.
Mm-hmm.
With a lot of our companies around here, they want to see on paper some of the skills before they interview the person.
Okay.
So,
and will you work with the individual helping them put that to you? You mentioned that earlier. Is there a fee to help them get their resume together?
No. So one thing that we can do is if they come in and they enter their skills into the computer, we can actually generate a resume from that.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So if they just walk in and they don't have that and they don't have that skill set, we can, as long as they're willing to work with us and enter that information, we're able to print out those resumes.
Can you make me a resume? Not that I'm looking for a job, but I'm just curious. Because it's interesting. I've told people in the past, and I have not done this, but I always tell people you should sit down and write your resume once a year just to remind yourself of all the things you've accomplished.
Yeah.
And what your skill sets are. Because I kind of look, I'm a chamber director. What do I do? Well, when I start really putting pencil to paper, all of a sudden it's like, wow, yeah. I handle a lot, and I forget some of those things that I've mastered, so to speak.
Absolutely. And just dissecting it, sometimes with the help of someone else helps you see as well. I mean, even with you doing these radio shows, obviously, you can, pick up at the spur of the moment and think on your feet and things like that, which are really powerful skill sets for employers.
I'm a professional BSer, is what that translates to.
That's a huge skill set.
Well, I'm glad you think so. I know a lot of people, my board may not, but
help you eloquently write that.
Thank you. That's what I need. I need
yes.
the wordsmithing. Let me ask you this. So who pays for the employee? I mean, how does that work? If I'm a business, and how do I pay you, then you pay them, and then how does that work?
Yeah, so that's one of the most common questions we get from businesses. And basically the way that we work it out is We base our fees based on workers' comp code. So someone's sitting in an office, there's not a lot of hazards around, there's going to be a different rate for that person as opposed to someone that's out on a road construction site.
Right.
And then once we've determined what kind of that rate of pay is, we ask the company what they want to pay the employee.
Uh-huh.
They get to choose that wage for the employee.
So if I'm saying I'm going to pay $15, $18, whatever, then you run the formula off of that?
Yep, we run the formula off of that, and then there's a percentage on top of that.
Okay.
The thing that I think surprises people most is that the percentage, because when you pay an employee $15 or $18 an hour, you're paying workers' comp, you're paying payroll taxes, unemployment, all of those things. Because we pay all of that's included in the rate.
Oh,
and so the rates end up not being that much more than what they're already currently paying their employees.
Oh, wow. And so if someone's interested in using Elwood Staffing, what's the best way to get a hold of you guys?
So they can just give us a call. Our number is 970-259-3131.
One more time.
970-259-3131.
Okay. 259-3131. Got it.
Yeah. We like to get a little bit of notice.
Sure.
A lot of times we get same day, same morning calls, and we can often work with that. But just a day or two even is really helpful if you know you have a need coming up. And to get set up with us as a client costs nothing. It's completely free.
Okay.
And then once you're set up with us as a client, we do very often get same day or next day calls for next day labor. And we can usually work with that.
Do a match. Now, also, I'm assuming Elwood Staffing Durango, Google that and it'll pop up.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. If you're like me, 259-3131 is the number. You guys are located in Three Springs in the Mercado District. And what have I forgotten to ask you? I'm quizzing you now.
I don't know. I can't think of anything else. I think in terms of what our services offer, there's a little something for everyone, whether you own a business or whether you're looking for a little bit extra money or you're looking for your next career.
Sure.
We do kind of all of it.
Well, it sounds like, too, you know, just like I mentioned earlier, it's that matchmaking where the employee can test drive the employer and vice versa. And, you know, if you're looking for part-time work or full-time, you guys can help at Elwood Staffing.
Absolutely. And the best part is there's no risk, there's no commitment. If it's not a match, it's not a match. And we all go our separate ways. But if it is a match, which we really like to make it a match, then it works out best for everybody.
All right. So one more time, you guys are located out in Three Springs in the Mercado District. Did you say 65
Mercado, Suite 115.
All right. And that phone number one more time?
970-259-3131.
All right. And congratulations again on getting through Leadership La Plata.
Thank you.
We're going to have... Now, what course are you doing next year?
I am doing public service.
Oh, very
which
cool.
is a phenomenal course to do.
That one, to me, I was amazed. I had no idea like La Plata Youth Services existed and all the other things that go on. We'll talk off air.
Yes.
Well, Denise, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to send it back to the studios again. Check out Elwood Staffing out in Three Springs, and 259-3131 is their number. And check it out if you're looking for employment, you need a job, or you're an employer and you want to hire somebody.
Yep.
Did I capture it all?
You did. Very good.
All right. Now we're going to send it back to the studios. And for Chamber upcoming events, simply go to DurangoBusiness.org. Have a great day.